Proclamation number 3763 of 7th of April, 1946. Grounding every event in God's love. He, who is love in himself, cannot want to or cause anything that harms one of his creatures. But everything he does or allows serves the ascent development of that which is still distant from him as a result of its self-inflicted imperfection. Nothing happens arbitrarily, but everything has been determined since eternity. It is intended in his eternal plan of salvation in recognition of its effectiveness. But the more the upward development falls behind, which can be achieved in a certain time, the more painfully perceptible are the means God uses to lead the imperfect to perfection, and that is why such means are not recognized as God's love, although only the exceedingly great love of Him who created everything is the reason for it. Yet He always tries to convince His living creations of His love. He tries to inform them of His plan of salvation and therefore instructs them directly through His word, so that they will not remain in complete spiritual darkness and let God's working and activity pass them by unimpressed. He informs people of this so that they learn to recognize and love Him in His love. His word provides information about what the human being needs to know in order to strive towards God, to fulfill His will and, through the fulfillment of His earthly task, to shape his soul likewise towards love. In order to successfully cover the course of ascent development, thus God does not leave His living creations without knowledge about their imperfect state, about their relationship with Him and about the purpose and aim of earthly life. And it is up to each individual creature how it evaluates its knowledge, how it attunes itself to His word, which is conveyed to it again and again. For His love is exceedingly great, and it will never rest until the spiritual has found its way back to the Father of eternity from whom it once originated. What has emerged from God eternally remains His share, yet it must be perfect in order to be able to exist next to Him as a blissful being. If it makes itself imperfect, then it distances itself from Him and its state is unhappy. But God's love and mercy helps the unhappy being and seeks to guide it back to happiness, and His wisdom truly recognizes the right and most effective means of recovery, and His love applies them. And never will He do anything which would be an obstacle to the recovery of the spiritual. And everything that happens in the entire universe is based on God's great love, and if people recognize this, they will also understand everything that happens on earth, for everything only serves the redemption of that which became unfree through its own fault. Amen.